Ratcheting up of Iran-US tensions. Neither imperialism nor regional powers offer a way forward for region's workers and poor. Robert Bechet, Committee for a Workers International, CWI, the apparent last minute cancellation by Donald Trump of US military retaliation, after Iran shot down a US surveillance drone, has not significantly lessened the chances of new military clashes given the continuing tensions in that region. This is particularly true as the drone incident followed explosions on four oil tankers in the Gulf region earlier in June. Given that the Middle East remains a cockpit of competing world and regional powers, each with their own agendas, new clashes, possibly turning into a wider conflict, cannot be ruled out. At the same time, Trump's claimed personal U-turn of calling off direct military action actually graphically illustrated the conflicts both within and between the U.S. state machine and the cabal around Trump. Trump's decision last year to break with the other main imperialist powers and withdraw from the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran opened a new stage. However, while opposed by sections of the U.S. ruling class, this move was not simply Trump's personal decision. For one wing of the U.S. ruling class, it was both aimed at rebuilding U.S. imperialism's position in the region, especially after its failure at regime change in Syria. And, linked to that, an attempt to work with the U.S.'s closest allies in the region, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Egypt and Israel, to reverse the increase in regional power and influence the Iranian regime has recently enjoyed. Following the 1979 overthrow of the regime of their ally, Iran's then autocratic ruler the Shah, the Western powers worked to limit Iranian influence. This was because the new Iranian regime was seen as a threat to their remaining Middle East allies. Thus Iraq's then dictator Saddam Hussein had the support of most Western powers in the bloody 1980-88 Iran-Iraq war. But then the Western powers fell out with Saddam after his 1990 invasion of Kuwait. When this was followed by the Second Gulf War in 2003, in which the US-led coalition invaded Iraq, overthrew Saddam and disintegrated the old Iraqi state, the Iranian regime was able to significantly expand its regional reach. Divisions. Alongside this development, there was division and rivalries among the imperialist powers. Some, like China and Russia, clearly leaned towards supporting Iran as part of their strategic competition with the Western imperialists. The complexities of the situation helped produce divisions within the US ruling class, with some, especially Obama, sharing a similar position to that of most European ruling classes of trying to engage and work with the Iranian regime. Others in the US, particularly Republicans like John Bolton, currently Trump's national security advisor, rejected this, calling for the military overthrow of the Tehran regime. However, large sections of the US military leadership are currently reluctant to undertake a new military adventure which, in their minds, would not lead to a quick, if any, military victory. While Trump's repeated emphasis that Iran can't have a nuclear weapon will have support within the US and some neighboring countries like Israel and Saudi Arabia, it is not clear whether that would at this time outweigh opposition to military strikes, let alone a new war. But such military action would not simply have huge implications in the region, it would also have worldwide economic repercussions, as the oil price would probably, at least for a time, sharply rise. Trump's contradictory statements in recent days reflect these divisions in civilian and military US ruling circles. On the one hand, Trump has warned Iran, a country of nearly 83 million, of obliteration like you've never seen before, while also talking of wanting to help to make Iran great again. Partly this is Trump's negotiating strategy, including a clumsy attempt to take advantage of divisions within the Iranian regime. Within Iran, the failure of the 2015 deal to open the door to sustained economic development has weakened Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. And now the brutal sanctions which the US administration has imposed have deepened an economic crisis. In the year to March 2019, Iran's GDP, total output, fell by 4.9%. Inflation is currently officially running at just over 50% a year at a time, when wages are often not being paid on time. Significantly, this is taking place against background of an important revival of worker struggles and oppositional activities since the end of 2017. Workers in both the private and public sectors have taken to the streets in their thousands and gone on strike on different issues, including regular payment of wages, skyrocketing living costs, and poor working conditions. But these movements have not simply been on immediate economic issues. The Haft-Tappe sugarcane agro-industry workers have become known for having formed an independent workers' council, with its call for the workers' control of their privatized workplace. Repression. As a result, the workers have faced repeated repression and arrests. Last year, the regime also targeted left-wing students. Since the 2018 May Day, Amnesty International recorded the arrests of hundreds of workers and other activists. Courts have handed down harsh prison sentences to dozens of workers. Around 45 workers have been imprisoned since May Day 2019. These are very significant developments, as they pose the possibility that the coming period, despite the regime's repression, could see important progress being made in the building of an independent workers' movement. Such a development would strike fear, not just in the Iranian regime, but also in neighboring countries. Currently, the Iranian working classes, probably alongside its Turkish brothers and sisters, potentially one of the strongest in the region, and if it became a politically independent factor, it could begin to inspire challenge, not just to the various dictatorial regimes, but also to capitalism itself. Clearly, this is one factor in Trump making his offer to make Iran great again, in an attempt to try to exploit opposition against the regime, and also to try to head it in a pro-capitalist direction. However, Trump's appeal will probably have limited support. While there may be some illusions in the US providing a better life, there is also the historical legacy of the nationalist anger in Iran at its history of imperialist intervention, especially by the US and Britain. After the bitter experience of the 2003 Gulf War, opposition to any new imperialist attacks on Iran will be widespread. But it will need to be linked to solidarity and support to those working to build workers' movements in Iran and other Middle Eastern countries. Only through the creation of independent workers' organizations, armed with socialist policies, can the working class and the poor organize themselves to put to an end the rule of the feudal oligarchs and capitalists. Without this, the region will be faced with a continuation of wars and oppression,